And it's finally here, what we all thought we would see. And it's come to pass. Undefeated number 2 ranked LSU versus undefeated number 3 ranked Alabama, 3:30 on CBS. Could this be another game of the century in Tuscaloosa? The last one, 2011, a 9-6 LSU win in overtime, if memory serves me correct. The difference in these games is going to be Nick Saban and Ed Orgeron. And when I say the difference, meaning we're not going to have another 9-6 game. And why? Because since 2011, Nick Saban has evolved offensively. Doug Nussmeier, Lane Kiffin, Mike Locksley, Steve Sarkisian, they have opened up this offense. It's not the old 3 yards and a cloud of dust, which Nick Saban really preferred. When you go back and you look at that game back in 2011, 9-6 game, when Nick Saban had to face LSU again in the Sugar Bowl for the national championship, he had McElwain open up the offense even then. And Les Miles, if he could have evolved, he would still be the head coach at LSU probably, but he couldn't. And it cost him his job and probably some championships. Now, Ed Orgeron, he's kind of had to play around with it for a couple of years, but he's finally found the formula that really works. Steve Ensminger and Joe Brady. Matt Canada came in, great coach, great resume, just couldn't try to translate that to success in Baton Rouge. But now Joe Burrow, Ohio State transfer, second year as a starter, lighting it up every week, 2,800 yards, 30 touchdowns, only 4 picks, and of course, Tua Tagovailoa, 2,166 yards, 27 TDs, 2 picks. The question is, will Tua play? And if he does play, can he be effective? There's no doubt about it. Tua is going to be out there. He will play. Dave Aranda, the LSU defensive coordinator, they're going to bring pressure. They're going to make Tua move. They're going to test that ankle because both defenses are kind of their usual units. Tough up front, great speed on the back end. You know, Mike, I can't wait until Saturday afternoon because if this game lives up to the hype, it's going to be epic. It's going to be an instant classic.
Yeah, did you ever think we'd see a total in an Alabama-LSU game in the 60s?
Never.
It's crazy. And as far as Tua is concerned, yeah, I have no doubt he's going to go out there. He's not going to be anywhere near 100%. And in fact, we can talk about this if you want, but we might save this for another segment. But I don't think he should play because from what I'm hearing, he's 60 to 70%. He's already been hurt against LSU once. And look, this it actually makes more sense to sit him in this game, but it's an undefeated versus undefeated. It's a big game. The kid wants to play. I get it. Alabama opened as a 7-point favorite. Now they're favored by 6, even some 5.5s out there. That total I talked about opened at 65. I took under at 65. Actually, 64.5 is the best number I could get. It's now at 63 at some casinos. I know these offenses are great, but I have a tough time. Coach, let's say the final score's 35-28. That's an under in an Alabama-LSU game. That's crazy. And talking about Tua, is he going to be healthy enough to be effective? The Auburn defense held LSU to 23 points. But listen, that Auburn defensive unit is way better than Alabama or LSU. The point spread tells me that LSU covers. Of course, intangible factors and history makes me lean to under, and that's why I played it. But just because this game is the marquee matchup doesn't mean I have to play the side. There's a lot of uncertainty. I don't know what Tua is going to look like. I don't even know if he's really going to play because he's not 70% or better. I'll find other spot on Saturday's card, but I'm certainly going to watch this one because it's going to have a major impact on the playoff picture.
Mike, if let's say, and I see the arguments for Tua not even playing at all, but he's such a competitor. I mean, if he has to drag himself out there, he's going to be in this football game. Again, I have questions about how effective he can be. But can Alabama recover from a loss at home versus LSU? We saw it before, but the situation was a little bit different. We didn't have the college football playoff then. We just had the OBCS. But can Alabama can they hang on and get into one of those four slots, having to overcome a loss at home to LSU?
Well, number one, there's no guarantee. Alabama would drop to about a 2.5 or 3-point favorite if Tua did not start the game. So it doesn't mean Alabama's going to automatically lose, but the point you're making is very good. I believe they can, but it would depend on one thing: Alabama winning out from this point, and then LSU winning out after this game as well, because the committee, as much inconsistency as we've seen from them, there's a couple of things that have been fairly consistent. Number one, you can't get blown out. Ohio State can speak to that. Twice they got left out because of blowouts. Number two, they have said and implemented this philosophy of, hey, we're going to take injuries into, you know, big key injuries into account. So if Alabama didn't start Tua, and again, we're talking about young men and a young man in this case, if he's not ready, do you really want to stick him out there with that type of athletes? They've already hurt him once. I don't know. I think if it were me, and I'm not privy to all the, everything that goes on, obviously, but if it were me, I would consider sitting him in this game.
We've got the president coming to T-Town. We've got injured players, star players on both sides. It's going to be a good one in Tuscaloosa, or should be a good one in Tuscaloosa tomorrow.